Just I'm soaking. Elamiyata Yisharu Umsa B'Maya Hochi Nami the Mechayit. Elo Amar Abayim the Rabbonin. Avad is only Yisim the Rabbonin. Shloyase Kederuch Shavoyis the Bechil. You shouldn't do like you do something Bechil. So it's a Santa Loshin here. We had a few times this Loshin. It's called Uvdu the Bechil. Really, the Yisra here is you're making medicine. By people taking this fruit and soaking lukewarm water, cholim take it, drink it. So the issur is you're making a refuah. The Gemara calls it uvdu d'chol. And we had a few times already, before we had an oil also, making an oil arai, the Gemara sent off that uvdu d'chol. Mashma the pshat is the Rabbanan gave a nissa uvdu d'chol. Certain things the Rabbanan don't want you to do because it's a weekday thing. But which things did Rabbanan ask you? If it has some type of srach malach, it has to be doimut to some malachim. Because it's doimut to something, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, I'll move to the chayil. If it's doimut to an oil, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, we should move to the chayil. If it's doimut to making a refuah, don't do it, we should move to the chayil. But the taitch is, why they answer it, I'll move to the chayil. Don't do like you do in the weekday. The Rabbanan is also to make medicine. Boy minay Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yanai. Mal lishras es achiltas pitzoinin. The Mishnah only says it's also in lukewarm water. What about in cold water? Is it mutter or not? Omalay yosr. Even the cold water also it's awesome. I but nantzan and shorin es achiltas a poishrin. The Mishnah's mashma only in lukewarm water it's awesome. Tadiyakob pitzoinin mutter, cold water should be mutter. Omalay yim kain. Ma ben liba loch. Masnitsin yichidoi. Like, what are you asking me for then? If you're telling me, you should know I yes me kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is yichidoi. We don't pass like our Mishnah. The Tanya we learned. Ein sharin es achiltas loy bechamne v'loy betzoinim. The Tanakamos, even in cold water, it's also to soak the chiltas in it. Rabbi Yosi yama bechamne nasa betzoinim muta. Similar, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi like a yochid, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. So the moral of my Avdullah, what kind of refuah? Who takes this drink? Leyukwa deliba. You have a hard heart. The asthma, some people say. If you have an asthma attack, that's a good medicine for it. Rav Acher by Yosef Chosh b'Yukwa d'Libi, he had a heart asthma attack. Os l'kaim in the Marutzum, Omalei Zil Shosi Tlas Tikli Chiltzazi Betlosu Yomim. Take 3 cups of it in 3 days. If every day to drink 3 cups of it, that will be your refuah. Is it happened to my son Thursday? He got his first attack. Is Ozel Ishti Chamisha b'Shabbos? The first 3 cups he drank on Thursday. O'Malei Shabbos came the next day, Friday, again drank 3 cups. Litzafram, and the next morning, Ozel Shobei Madrosa came Shabbos morning, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know if he's allowed to make the medicine on Shabbos, and he didn't know if he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos or not. The man is not supposed to take medicine on Shabbos. So he didn't know what to do. Is Omer late, so they told him, Torna Devei Rebbe Ada, V'yamrilo Torna Devei Ma Bar Ada, Shoy Sodom Kavoy Kabayim V'yayin Choshes. You're allowed to drink it on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it. Omelhu, Lishtoy Slotkumi Boili, Avad, I know I'm allowed to drink it. As even though it's a refuah, but mashmi he was a choila, and if he didn't take it, it'll be a sakona. So avad I'm allowed to take the refuah. Zrashi lishtas leikum iboyle. The v'lav refuah mashku otanan kol amashkin choisin. Understand? As Rashi learns, it's time to drink it, treat its mutam, because this type of a drink, even it's a drink. Understand? As the Mishnah is only saying that this, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos, but if it's already made before Shabbos to drink it, it looks like it's taking a cold drink. That's mutam to take. Now the shaila was kikum iboyle lishrois. Can I make it on Shabbos? Shrash is not masnitz and ain't shurim. The Mishnah says you can't make this drink on Shabbos because it's called making a refuah. Am I allowed to make it now? Since I started before Shabbos and I need it, can I make it on Shabbos? My. Omalahu. What? The vice is making, no. Since you're making the shame refuah, that's awesome. Now let him make a refuah. Omalah Rav Chiya Bar Avin. But he did have a yub that happened to me once. The Yosef Shultis, the Rav Ada Bar Ava, I asked him. The heaven be yod, he didn't know. Also, Shultis the Rav Huna, I went to ask Rav Huna, the Yomer Hochi Koma Rav. This is what Rav said. Shoyre Bitsoinen, make a shinui. You're allowed to soak it in cold water. Or Maniach Bechama, and then leave it in the sun to heat up. Command the Shari. So tomorrow, who are you saying this? Only according to one that's Matlachura, doing it in cold water. Suck the name. Afilu Laman the Yosser. Even according to the Alocha, that Mitchila, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, even in cold water. Han imili hecha de lo yishtiklau. That's only if you didn't start taking this medicine before Shabbos. Aval hocho, kivon de yishtichamishu mali shabbata, since you started to take the medicine Thursday and Friday, ila shosi b'shabbos, if you don't take it the third day on Shabbos, mistakin, you'll come to le sakona. Is mistamich v'yozel. So navada, you're allowed to make it on Shabbos. Since you started before Shabbos, if you don't finish, it'll be a sakona, avada it's mutter. That's the halacha usually. You start to take medicine before Shabbos, you'll have to continue taking it on Shabbos if it's a sakona, if you don't continue. Rav Acher by Yosef Achtefei was leaning, his shoulders were leaning against to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Bar Achte, son of his daughter, sister. Omalei, nephew is this. Ki matinen lebeir asach, when we come to Rav Sachar's house, alinen, let me go inside. Ki mota, when he went to Rav Sachar's house, Ailei, he went inside. Boy mine, he asked him a shayla. Mal the kiskusei kitintoi b'shabata. Malada kiskusei means rub, bang. Can I rub my flax clothing on Shabbos? Trashet the tusek itnoin chole kitunas shel pishtim. You have a cloth made out of flax. Shenis chapse, it was washed before Shabbos. Perehi kosher. After it's washed, it's a little bit hard. Or meshavshefor, you rub it. Ben shtei yod between your two hands. V'imas rakachor, that makes it soft. V'yaf halibin shelor mitzahal. It also makes the white and silver become clearer. It makes the color become clearer. Ayidei hashifshes. By rubbing this, after it was washed, it's too stiff. When you rub it down, you make the color look nicer. Is it mutter to rub it down on Shabbos or not? So he answered him, what's your kavanah when you're rubbing this flax? It's only to make it softer. The shapadomi, that's mutter. As your kavanah is not to make it look nicer, it's just to make it softer, there's no malocha. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Lelude Chivro Kamechavna, V'yoser. It is the Shiloh. The other side is no. You have Kavona to make it look whiter. If you want it to look clearer, nicer, that's an Isser Mishum Kibbus. Like you're washing, you're making it cleaner. Omele, you enter the back, the Rechuche Kamechavim B'Shabadomi. No, on Tam Kisoinet is underwear. Even though it's made out of flax, his Kavona is just to make it soft, so is Mutter and Shabbos. He knows when he went out, Osir Omalei, my boy, my man, he asked him, what did they ask you? Omalei, boy, my man, they asked me the Shiloh, Malach is Kusei, Kitniso, Beshabata. Can I rub flax, the flax cloth, on Shabbos? The Omalei, I said, no, the Omalei Shapadom, I answered the back, it's Mutim. The Tiborda Lamar Sudra, wanted to ask the Shiloh of a Sudra. Some said that's a scarf or an outer clothing. So if he didn't ask the Shiloh, because Sudra loved coming boyly. The boy, Merafun, I already asked the Shiloh from Merafun, or partially he answered me. Fatif should lay Lamami Sudra, but why don't you bring the same raya from Sudra? And the vice versa by Sudra, he said it was Osir. Or Malay, Hosa, Merse, Kiyalude, Chivra. A Sudra and outer clothing, like your scarf, that's Zicha, you're doing it for the purpose to make it look whiter. You want it to make it look cleaner. So that's Osir to do on Shabbos, it's Zayma to Kibbus. Hosa, Merse, Kiyalude, Chivra. Mashenk, in your inner clothing, you're not Mechaba to make it look whiter. Amr Rav Chizda, Hai Kisnisa, this flax clothing. Mishalim. So the kid said, Allah has brought down that when you want to rub the clothing, it depends what kavana there is. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bezman is there, we don't have this thing anymore. All our clothing, we never rub it to make it look whiter. But it's not such a mitzvah that after the wash, the clothing is so thick, like hard, and now you want to rub it to soften it to make it look nicer. Smart not a gehein. We don't have the mitzvah. But Amr Rav Chizda, Hai Kisnisa, we have this flax clothing. Mishalfi l'bidei mikanya. Let's say before Shabbos, this is the way you used to iron it down before Shabbos. You used to spread it out like on a pole, to have like a shirt. You'd have one side of the shirt on this side of the pole, and the other side of the shirt was hanging on the pole to be stretched out before Shabbos. You want to take it off on Shabbos. Is Meshalfel the day Mikanya. You'll have to pull the shirt off the stick on Shabbos, Shari. Or Bekanya Mimenu also. But the stick itself is Muksa, so you can't pull the stick off away from the shirt, because that's Muksa. The Eitzer is just to pull the shirt off the stick, that's Mutter. Omar Rava, V'im Kli Kiyuhu. Well, let's say you didn't stop use a stick, that's Muksa. You use a stick, that's a Kli Orgim, Rashi. That's Koneshel Orgim. That's the stick the weavers use. So I call upon him Teres Kli Alov, it has a shame Kli. Even though it's some lachta liyisr, but the sarach gufa, sarach mekayim, it's mutter. This the chur is called sarach mekayim. You want to take away the stick out of the shirt to be able to use the shirt. So you want to take away the stick, sarach mekayim, the stick. Since the stick has a shame kli, a kli kiwa, it's not muksa, it'll be mutter to move. Mutter. Amar Rav Chizda, hai kishta diyarka. We have a bunch of vegetables. If it's right to feed the behemah, sure will tatule. It's not muksa, you could touch it. V'loy osir, it's not aimed to feed your behemoths, then it's muksa. The chura then, I'm not sure what to use it for then. It's not aimed to heat then. It's just aimed to use for wood maybe, then it's aimed to use for burning. But if it's meant to use for meicha behemoth, then you'll have to touch it. Omar Reb Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Hai Taliyah de Bisra. If you have a hook that you hang up meat with, Rashi tliya de bisra, bosom lich, usually when you have salt the meat, ha tluya liyashi, you hang it up to dry. O mole ha chevel kori tliya. It's this whole string that you hang it on, is called the tliya. It's shovel to tule. You'll have to touch, it's not called muksa. Rashi de necho chai de yubiyumtsa. Hey, since meat we had before is not muksa, it's edible ruah, so mele the hook is also not muksa. Mashenka de kavri, if it's a hook that you hang up, the fish, that's also. We had before, nobody eats raw fish, therefore it's muksa. Omer Rav Ketina, ho oy made b'yemtsa mita. If somebody sits in the middle of a bed, right, so it's a bed that the married people use, is kilu oy med b'kreisa shalisha. It's as if you're sitting mamish in the kreisa, in the stomach of the isha. In other words, it means to say, you shouldn't be there, you'll be mahar. It's a bed, it's not your bed. When you go to somebody else's house and you live on there, you sleep on there, you sit in the middle of the bed that the parents live there. So bring the hero, you'll think about Tashmas there. You shouldn't do it. So the marvel of Milsi. No, it's not Nisa. That's not Pshat. It's not Osa. Trashi. B'yemtsa mito, she'ish v'yishtu regilim bo'lishin. You go into a house where man and lady usually sleep there. If you sit there, it's like you're sitting in the Krisa Shalisha. So the Gemara, though, it's v'lav Milsi. Ma'ismut smuta. V'yom Rav Chizda, ba be Rav, tizovin yarka. If a Talmud Chochem, ba be Rav, usually means a Talmud Chochem, when he buys vegetables, is lizvin aricha. You might as well buy a long vegetable already. Because the al thickness, kisha ki kisha. They're just to stick the other ones. V'orcha memela. If you buy longer ones, you get more. So if you buy longer vegetables, you come out with more. Drashi lizvin aricha, agud arucha, buy a longer stick. Shel kruv, orich. For Shakrishan Aruchim. Because Kisha Kikisha, she called Hagudais Haganim Shavais Buvin. All the thickness are the same. Shelakula and Midachas, Lechevel, Shuagadboy. They're all tied together. So, Mel, if you take longer ones, you gain on the deal. You'll have more vegetables. Sneitzitoidu. We have Rav Chizdaba, Barbe Rav, a young Tamil Chochem. Dizovin Kanye, he buys canes. Lizvan Aricha, same thing. Let him buy long ones. Because tuna to tuna, they're all the same weight. There'll be ochra memela. If it's a longer cane, you'll have more cane out of it. Canes are used for wood to burn with. So you'll have more burning wood. V'yom Rav Chizda Bar Be'rav, young Tam Chochem, the le'nofesh le'rift, he doesn't have too much bread, he's like a little poor, is le'lechol yarka. Observe, when it comes to eat his meals, he shouldn't eat vegetables with the bread. Because if you eat vegetables, it will give you a big appetite, you want to eat more and more, and you don't have too much bread. So don't eat vegetables with the bread. V'yom Rav Chizda, Ano, me, Lo ben Yusei, first he was poor. When he was poor, he didn't eat vegetables. But Lo ben Yisiachli Yarko, for Lo ben Yatir Yusei, later became rich, Rav Chizda, and still he didn't eat vegetables. Is Achli Roka. Why? Ben Yusei, when I was poor, Mishum de Gor. Because then we said, like the Gemara said, it gives you a big appetite, and he couldn't afford to eat too much, so he didn't eat by vegetables. The Yisirusa, when it became rich, the Amina, Heche the Al Yaka Lial Bishra Kavri, Manashach, I could afford to buy a lot of meat. So instead of filling my stomach with vegetables, I might as well fill my stomach with meat and fish. So Mele never ate vegetables. He didn't go on a diet, for instance. He didn't even worry about diets. Either he couldn't afford it, so Mele didn't eat vegetables to give him too much of an appetite. And when he couldn't afford it, he didn't eat vegetables, he'd rather fill himself with fish and meat. V'yam Rav Chizda, Ba Be Rav. The nafesh the rifta, a tam chacham that doesn't have too much bread to eat, lelifsa betzuya. Don't cut it up into pieces. Means don't eat small pieces at a time. So drash lo yochel achshav mat pas sheyimtsa loy lachas shor mat b'nei shein le derech sviya eli itzar fi yochel yachad. It's not kedai to take a little piece now, a little piece later, you'll never be filled up. Kedai to eat a one time your meal. You won't have more teeth later. So what? But kedai hope on to be filled up at least one time. Vaita, not another diet style. V'yom Rav Chizda ba be rav. The Abar Be'Rav, Tam Chacham, Le Nofesh Rifta, doesn't have enough bread. Le Liftza, he shouldn't cut it up. My timer, Le Yovid Bayin Yofes. You have to cut it up into pieces first. He won't be able to give a big piece. So it's Kedai like to just eat from the piece of bread itself. Don't cut it into pieces first. The Yom Rav Chizda, Ano Miyakir Mikor Lehevi Betzina. Metchila didn't cut it up. Adi Shadoi Yodai V'Kule Mona. Until I first put my hand in my whole mona, Vishtakach Be'Kol Tzorkin. As I made sure I had enough bread. If I saw I had enough bread in the house, then I used to cut pieces. Because I wouldn't have it, then I know there's enough bread. I'll cut big slices for everybody to have. The Yom Rav Chizda, Hai Man Di Ef Shalei Lamechu Nahama Desari. If somebody could eat barley bread, V'Yochol D'Chitin, he eats the more expensive bread, of wheat bread, he should know Kova Mishum Batashkes. You're like being over Batashkes, you're wasting your money. Like what, do you have to eat the more expensive wheat bread? You might as well eat the cheaper barley bread. V'Yomer HaPapa, Hai Man Di Yesh LeMishtes Shechroi. Somebody could drink beer. for Shoshi Chamer, instead he drinks the more expensive wine, is also why the Mishum Batash, because he's wasting his money. What are you going to drink the expensive thing for him? Drink the cheaper thing. So the Mara Maskon is Vlav Milsi, it's not a good derech. Why? Batash is the goof audit. Because if you eat cheap, then your body's not going to be so healthy. So it's more important to keep your body healthy and eat the good food than worry about not wasting the good food. So Vada Batash is the goof audit. It's always more important to keep yourself healthy and eat good food. The Lesley Mashcha, he doesn't have Mashcha, was oil. He doesn't have oil. Is Nimshi B'maya the Charitzi. The mouth used to rub the hands with oil. So if he doesn't have oil, let him use water, the Charitzi, sharp water. Rashi say, Maya the Charitzi, Rashi Yanakovim, Yachad, V'godal Aleim Yirak Rukis, Ova, V'noicha Kishem. His water, that Yirak Rukis, what, this growth in the water, that's like a little thicker, that water, that's like Shemin. Kitzur, he should use something to wash his hands with. V'yomer Rav Chisda Ba'be Rav, Tizov in Umtza, if he bought meat, Lizvin Unka, when he goes to buy meat, let him buy the neck meat. Why? Yispay Tlosa Mini Bisram. In the neck, you have three different types of meat. So you get in the Shikurt, you get a lot of meat there. Shash Unka Tzava, buy the neck. Tlosa Mini Bisram, Yitam Boy Gimu Mine Matam, has three different tastes of food in the neck. Shaman, one is fat there, kochosh lean, vegidat saver. And the vein there, but it's also edible, different type of a taste. V'yom Rav Chisda, ma'be rabatam chochem, tizovin kitniso. When he buys a flax, lizvim mit hor abba. Let him buy the flax from this place in hor abba. From the chavra, and let him clean it, kol slos and yom. Like you should clean your clothing at least once in 30 days. The niftalei trace the yachish osa. Was then for sure will last a year. If you clean your clothing once in 30 days, you know for sure they'll last a full year. If you have no arva, and I'll be an arva for you, I'll guarantee you it'll last a year. My kitanuse, what does kitanuse usually means underwear? What does that mean? Kisanur means nice flax. It's usually kito means flax. So his underwear used to be from flax, nice flax material. V'yom Rav Chisda, ba be rav loylesev atzifto charton. He shouldn't sit on a fresh mat. The Mechal Yamana, because since it's so fresh, it's like hard, it'll rip your clothing. So don't ruin your clothing, don't sit on a fresh mat. Shrasha Tzifra Charato, Machtelas Chadosh Shogami, Lach, Lechluke Sagami, Mavla Begodim, it ruins the Begodim. Yom Rav Chizda Babi Rav, Atam Chochem, Lelishta Manya Liushbiza, he shouldn't send his wash, his dirty clothing, to his householder, the keeper, the housekeeper, to wash for him, Lachavra, to wash it. Why? Lavurchai, it's not nice. Dilma Chosevei Midi, maybe he'll be Shmutzik, his underwear. For Yosla Migdei, the guy will come to not like you, be Maguna in his eyes. So your housekeeper, don't give him your underwear to wash. Amalei Rav Chisda, Labantu, Chisda tell his daughters, to have it's the Yusin, be very tznius, be tznius. Be Ape Gavreichu, when you're in front of men. Loi Teich Lo Nahamar, the government means your husbands. He should even be tznius in front of your husbands. Loi Teich Lo Nahamar Be Ape. Don't eat too much food in front of them. What does Rashi say? Rashi Loi Teich Lo Nahamar Be Ape Gavreichu, Parvim Teich Lo Nahamar Be Tzgana Lo. As your husband will see eating too much, he'll come to be Megana, come to get angry with you. Maguna, he'll be disgusting in your eyes. It's no good. The Isha eats too much in front of a husband. Don't eat vegetables at night. You'll have bad smell in your mouth, so don't eat vegetables at night. Don't eat dates at night. Don't drink beer at night. Rashi, why? Mishal Sholim, because these are shals for the person, Mavil De'afacha. Make you have to let out ear on the bottom, it's also not nice. But like Tifnon, and don't go to make, Heichod Mefani Gavrech, the same place where the husbands go. Why? Because it will also be Mavuz in his eyes. And when somebody knocks at the door, Inshi, Leitain Romani, don't say who it is. Like Loshin Zohar, Elamini Nokit. Who is she? Like talk for Loshin Nikeva. Don't be used to talking with men, always be used to saying, who is she outside? Right, Maganisa, then to something Gemara here, they give this to Chassanim Shmuzin here, Rashi. Next Gemara. Maganisa b'chad yoda, Loshin should have a pearl in one hand, v'kura b'chad yoda, a kura, that's a...
It's a push of the seed. I mean, something that has no value to it.
It's a palm in the other hand, a kura. Marganisa achvale, first show them the pearl. The kura liachva, don't show them the kura. Adem it's tarn until they want it very, very much. Vod achvale, then you'll show them what you have in your other hand, the kura. Or we'll soon see Rashi. Let's finish the Mishnah. Ain't shalnas hakashinim. You can't soak the kashinim, the type of a burr where you want to soak it in water, the psoilus comes up and the earth goes down. You can't use the carver at all. As the Mishnah says, you're allowed to carry it in the carver, in the sieve, to bring it to the stall. You're allowed to use it. Why? Because it's davar shein miskaven. Even though when you take it along in the sifter, maybe you'll fall off the shaft, you'll be over burr. Since you're not mechaven, you're mechaven to carry it, it's mutter. So our mishnah doesn't go like this tana. You can't use it at all. The son, let's see Rashi then. The son to Rashi. Rashi nokat magnisa b'chad yodam v'kura b'chad yodam. Rashi kishabalucho mimashmesh. We're talking about Rashi learned, this more is going to b'shas tashmesh shamita. Shashi of Tashmish with your husband is biyad. Lisavis the chor, when your husband starts feeling his wife, to have tie before her, litashmish, v'yoychis hadodim, biyad, biyode. First the man holds the breast of the isha, achas, v'acheres ad oisamokim. And then he waits to have the Tashmish go into oisamokim. Is what's the yetzer? Maganisa achven lei, hadodin hem tzien loi. The yetzer is first the isha should let the man play with the breast. Shetis rabat havosin, that the man should have a lot of taivim. Mokim tashmish al tamtzil. Don't let the mokim tashmish be there yet. Don't let him have tashmish yet. Loi maher. Kadesh yisrabat havosai. At first, the husband should have a lot of type of his wife. V'chibos a lot of love for him. V'yitzdar, and he should really want to have the maisam. Hoder achvalet. And after he's really warmed up and have a lot of type for his wife, that's when he should have tashmish. The Santa Rashi, all the Chassanim, they give the Shmuz to Chassanim. I know that tashmish is in the Ba'ava v'yachvo. You shouldn't stam do it. As proskite, they're supposed to be done with teich avon. So you have to make sure your husband really loves you, really wants you. So first make sure that the husband has a lot of taiva for you, and first to play with the breasts, and then you have the maisa tashmish. All right, stop here. Little Allah. Shin Beis Gimel. Makpilin Kalim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Litzarech Shabbos. If you need the clothing on Shabbos. Lilvosh Boi Bayom. If you want to wear it. Like you're allowed to fold your shirt that night if you don't want to wear it the next morning. Only one person could fold his clothing. Only new clothing. So wasn't washed yet. Only white clothing. Another tonight. It asked that when are you allowed to fold clothing even when you want to use it on Shabbos? Only if it's a new clothing. It has to be never washed yet. It has to be white. And it has to be v'enel lahachlev. You have no other clothing to wear. V'yemchoser achas me'elu atznoim. If you're missing one of these tznoim, osur. You're not allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos because we say the folding of it takes away the creases as a type of a libin. It's like you're washing it, making it clean. V'yesh mishayim esham said l'kol foish loykisayde kifulei. If you want to fold it, but don't fold it exactly on the original folds. Harishin that's mutzah b'cholinyan v'nir in devor. That's a ksas heter. Because Nagai Ashton, the talis, the Ikra Adin Lechur, there shouldn't be any hetter to fold the talis on Shabbos morning. But Ashton, you don't need it for Shabbos. You're first using it the next day, so it's not called Bechal folding it for Shabbos. And Hu Adin, you don't have these other tenuyim. So one eighth of folding the talis is, the B'Sayimach, what it says at the end. If you don't fold it exactly on the old folds, just do a fast folding job, a little bit different, that's mutter. The issue is, if you fold it exactly on the original folds, you fold it nicely, that takes away all the creases. So that's a type of a libun, like you're washing the beggar. So that's what's poshut mashmi here. There is an orach hashulchan that a b'chlal wants to be making and say, b'zman is there, all our folding is kamat is mutter. He learns pshat, the folding here means, in the Ketar Mechazal, unless you take a real sheet, and you fold up the sheet, the wife does, and she presses it down, after he folds. Then she does again and presses it down. And then you put a lot of things on top of the sheet to make sure it's mamash folded down good. So such folds really keep it in place. That's that type of libun. Well, we fold our clothing today is not a real fold. He's Michael Bechrown on folding clothing today. So Moshul, if you want to hang up your pants. So that Zichuri can be Michael. Of course, hanging up the pants is Zichur, not really a fold that keeps it in place. From either Gisa to other people, Lumo Machmir, Nabade, or Chashuchim. So the best thing to do is what the Mechaber says. If you want to fold something, just don't be mocked, but to do it on the exact original fold you had before. Do a little bit off the fold. Be it's not the exact same fold you had before, that's mutter. Right, the base. Mechabesh, that's type of a two boards that you keep clothing underneath it to clamp together to iron it out. Mechabesh, like the big ironing boards.
who klish a kershim by begodim achra kfis, after you wash your clothing, veim shtei luchas, two big boards, zeal zeal the begodim b'neim. So a beggar is crushed in between it, that's the big ironing board. In Shabbat Labayis, it belongs to a private person, matir noisan litum imena begodim, the tzorech haShabbos. If it's by being pressed from before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to open it up and take out the clothing. If it's a professional one, also, that's closed very, very tight. Opening up on Shabbos is doimit to stira, breaking it. So, Maestro, we don't have these things as man as it. A shirt after you washed it, who miskasha, our Gemara we just learned. After you wash clothing, it gets hard. Usually what you want to do is rub it. You want to rub it down. But you're dying the rachachai. You're rubbing it down to make the clothing soft. Mutil asayis to b'shabbos. That's the Gemara we just learned. That's mutil. You only kavana to soften the beggar, that's mutil. Shein miskaven el rachachai. You only mechaven to soften the beggar. Avol suder. Mashenken, the kerchief we have. Or else an outer beggar. Also, then we say it's also. Why? An outer beggar, after it was washed, if it's stiff, so when you start to rub the beggar with your hand, the reason why you're rubbing it is to make it look nicer, that's also mishum alavin. So he spoke out, the Erech HaShulchan says, the Bezman HaZekma, we don't have this. Like, we don't have such a thing. Any beggar we have, that after it's washed, our rubbing makes it look whiter. Sabachab and Imsa now. Like, everything is taken care of before. Like, come on, this lach won't be nageya. Our clothing, for sure, our jackets and zikha, the rubbing of it, nobody rubs the jacket to make it look cleaner. Like, we don't have this in Tzias. Fight the Bekoivim, a hat, Veshakli, Pishtin, Dinim, Kisuda. It's like a Pishtin, like a Suda. But the same story, if it's a minute to rub it, to make it look cleaner, it'll be also to rub it. Fight the Vov. Tit, Shah, Ragli. If you have some dirt or mud on your foot, or Yalmanola, or else on your shoe, is Mekan Choy, you're allowed to clean it off on Shabbos Bekoisel. You're allowed to rub it against the wall. You shouldn't rub it mechila on the ground. If you come to rub your foot on the ground, we're afraid maybe there'll be a hole there, and you come to smooth out the hole, that'll be an issue of the rice of making a binyan. Some say you can't even rub your foot along the koisel because it also looks like binyan. It's like you have a wall there, there are bricks there, and when you rub the dirt into the bricks, looks like you're putting cement there. Hagor, the Ramah says though, v'yeshmi shemata b'shneim. Some people are makel both ways. The Maizah, since it's only Yisrael Rabbanin, Khuri could be makel. To rub off the dirt off your shoe, even on a wall, or even on the floor. V'u'adin demutel asiru b'mat cheris, haru l'taltu. If you have a small earthly kli, that's not muksa, avad, you are taken, clean off the dirt. And there's no issa stamba to taking the dirt off your shoe. The only issa here is you shouldn't rub your foot on the ground, not to be ashmagumas. So the best eitzer is taka not to do it on the ground. But we have no other eitzer since the Ramah says we could be mekel because they're not mitzchaven, it's not a psikresha. The chur, if there's no other eitzer, you could be mekel. Rather, the best eitzer would be is to rub it against either a wooden or wall that is not shaykh binyan there.
Right?
We'll see. What?
Concrete, there wouldn't be a problem either.
Look, based on me, it's also daimit binyan then, the concrete. Concrete may also be daimit binyan. Right. Zayin. Tit shall bigdoy. We'll soon see more about the next step about rubbing your shoe on a sharp place. That's awesome. If you rub your shoe on a sharp, like on a knife, that's an isser mishum machik. You're like smoothing out the leather, that's an isser. Here we're talking about rubbing out your shoe, be it's not a sharp thing that doesn't smooth out the leather. Zayin. Tit shall bigdoy. You have some dirt that went on your shirt, went on your jacket. You're allowed to rub it, like put your finger inside and rub it from the inside that the dirt outside should fall away. You're allowed to rub it on the inside only. It doesn't look like you're going to make it cleaner to be malavin the beggar. Now out of the outside, rub the beggar on the outside to take off the dirt. That looks like you're being malavin, you're cleaning the beggar on Shabbos. Umagara b'tziporin. But you're allowed to rub it off with your tzipur, and you could rub it off with your nail. When is the mutter to do with your hand, when is the mutter anything? Only when the dirt is still lach, still wet. But if it's dried up already, then also debi toichim. You have a dry piece of mud, like on your jacket, if you want to even rub it from the inside, you make it fall off, it comes off in pieces.
Since it comes off a piece, that looks like teichin, like you're grinding. So in the hands of Yavish, Mamish, Matthias, the pieces,